It says this. Meis ovi mevor dayen ho'emes. Hoi lo momen, she yosho, if he inherited. Im ein loy achim mevorach gam kein shechiyono. If he's the only one who's inheriting, then he makes a shechiyono. If he makes a dayen ho'emes and a shechiyono. If he's go achim, then others are multiple people that are being Yorish, then the mokum shechiyono v'orach atoy v'meitiv. It's a little chiddush over here because Mashman has told him how many people are going to inherit. In other words, if he inherits, but he has a family, so L'choya, his whole family is being netted from it also. But it's Mashman that here, since the mice of the money is going into his pocket, if he's the only one who is Yorish, even though he has a family, it would make Shechiyon. Ramah says, She'en Mevoch Matay V'meitiv El Mekay Yechon Shutzviz V'yisitay. This is one of the questions that the Vilna Goyen has, that it's a minig not to say Shechiyon during the 3 weeks. So he says, you see over here that he's an oinen, somebody died, he can make a shechiyon. So why should the 3 weeks be more stringent than that? The answer to that, yeah, the mice of the midnight of shechiyon is by 3 weeks, it's not by the sphere. Okay, Siv Gimon, bona by its daughter, should the person built a new house? Shabru says, also if he bought a new house, or kona kelim chadoshim, or bought a new kelim or garments, afilo hoiva ki yosefim tchilim, if they had a similar one beforehand, or kona because of a kona, he bought and then he bought again. This also talking about when it's only his personal property. So generally, by a house, if you have shush from the house, if he's married and his wife's going to be married from also, then you make a shatoy v'amitiv. This brings us a kehila built to basic messes. The shliach tivla should say the kol ram atoy v'amitiv. You might see everybody. The shliach says even if his house got burnt down and he built it again, he makes it also shechiyon. If he knocked it down and he rebuilt it, then there's a machlekes, because he's basically bringing it back to what it was before, even though it's a little bit stronger, whatever, but it's much bigger than the other one that he would make a shechiyon. Whether they're kalims that are used for the house and the washing machine, the car, or malbushim, or clothing, or any type of kalim that a person uses, the choshev of things, and the person's happy that he bought it, then he makes the bracha shechiyonu. We'll see later what about a poor person for him to buy any little thing gives him a lot of simcha. There's a discussion about that. We'll see later. Also, if he buys a second-hand item, since for him it's new, it's a choshev thing, you make a shechiyon. The Shabbos is a chiddush. The person is very wealthy, that even expensive items are not choshev to him, and he doesn't have a simcha of them, should not make a bracha. You should always have a symbol of something new. As far as buying svarim, there's a machlokes, because it's a mitzvah, and mitzvah is not a hetzah, and hennis mitzvah. Shabbat says that there are chayim, like the chayodim, that says if you're really excited to get a sefer, you're looking for the certain svarim, that's really, you just really have to look hard till you find it, and you get them, and you make a shechiyon on that also. So, what's this? Lo'om l'chadoshim, why do you say chadoshim if it doesn't have the chadoshim? Rafuki im mochem b'chaz of a konim. The same item he had before, he sold and he bought it back, then that's something that's not very simple for him, and therefore he will not say the shechiyon.